Blog Talk Radio.
All right, men, unmuted. Thank you for your presence. Of course, a lot of you are surprised that we're here at GOCC NYC, but we'll be back next week with the regular channel. If you're the most wise will, don't worry about it. I think we have here Maddie with a question. Let's go to some of the questions first. Maddie. 325 area code. How are you doing, Maddie?
I'm kind of distressed. And, my granddaughter, before she left to go to Arlington, she was all right. She was a good girl. She didn't smoke no weed. She wasn't stealing. She wasn't getting in trouble and nothing. She stole from her auntie and had no remorse. And the face that came out, it wasn't hers. And it was looking at her like they were seizing on the distress of her auntie. And then she...
Well, sister, I have to get back with you right now, and I'm going to let you calm down to get your words together. I know sometimes when people call in, you know, you're running thoughts through your head and you can't get it out coherently. So I'm going to let you calm down for a little bit. And Maddie, I'm definitely going to get back with you to hear the story of what happened with your daughter. Okay. All right. 708 area code. I apologize, but I'm going to give you a chance to get it together first. 708 area code. You're live. Diane with a question.
Yes. Shalom, Elder.
How are you doing, Diane?
I'm great. I'm great. I just had a question, Elder, and I love all of your programs. I'm in several of your academy classes, and every Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, I'm listening to you, sir.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
I have a question, though, Elder Ricard.
Yes.
I hear you speaking of women having men in their lives, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you my age. I'm 62 years old, and... I had an incident that happened on June 10th. My whole house was shot up from the front, gunshot.
Sorry.
A 20th shot entered. Police was called and everything. They didn't do anything. But my whole thing is I have sons that has friends. Two of my grandsons are locked up. But anyway, there are men in my life, but no one came out. No one came out then or after to this day. So I'm just asking the question, Elder, what do we as the elder of the women do with not being married now?
And you know what? That is a good question, okay? This
yes,
is not
sir.
An indictment on people who are single when I state that. Because keep in mind, the mark will be on the men of the Almighty. Moses, when Moses put the blood on his door that warded off, that protected the people in the home, before the death angel passed over. That was the mark of salvation that was under Moses' mark. You understand? So, it's like this. Every woman that was in Moses' house was under his mark and protection.
Yes.
Like the examples I can give. If you are a part of our church, right?
Yes, sir.
You may be a single woman, but we have officers, like when that thing came down with the virus and people had to stay in their home, we had men, officers, who have certain number of houses under them to check when others cannot go out, to make sure the women who are single and the families who need protection have officers that they can contact and protect them in a time of trouble.
Yes,
so don't forget, if you're under a church, you're guided by elders and deacons. You have young virgins who choose not to marry at all. They have men to protect them, though, because it's like a community with our church. And don't forget, we had people, and REI is here right now, we had people that was actually in the Middle East during the original Arab Spring. And while everyone was, other people was going crazy in different parts of Egypt and all that, I'm talking about, we had some people visiting Alexandria or whatever. Guess what? It was a community. We were all together. The officers know how to check on the people's houses. Even the neighbors were working in the community to keep the neighborhood safe. They would make it where the men would put a garrison in front of the area so that others from other neighborhoods couldn't come in and take or pillage within certain areas. So the whole thing is to have a community that you're tied to with men at the helm. It's almost impossible for every woman to have a man when women outnumber men at least four to five to one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So when I make those statements, it's not making statements like with sisters like you, okay? Sisters like you who probably was married and then you're older in your age, older widows ain't going to have a husband. That's where the protection of with the officers, deacons, and elders of the church comes in. And we'll do that for you. That's what we do.
Yes,
okay?
Sir.
Okay? Now.
Yes, sir.
And when it's time to guide you, you'll be under our guidance anyway. So that's also being under a man. It doesn't mean that you're always dealing with a person to be under that man's protection. All right?
Yes, sir.
I'll be making some of my statements be more so towards the young ladies who think it's okay.
Uh-huh.
In the prime of their life, when there's many people trying to choose them, who could protect them, believing that they have the rest of it, they have all this time to make a decision.
Yeah.
It's really aimed towards these young women who will waste away their beautiful years when they can get the, you know, the optimum protector.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yes, sir.
It's about that because there's something going on the earth where they're teaching this some nonsense about getting the bag and not needing men. Well, the bags aren't like they claiming, okay? They're not making the money they're claiming on TikTok and all that. They're lying. They're lying, and I have the numbers. I'm going to go through those numbers tomorrow. They're not getting the bag like that. They're suffering.
Yes, sir.
So it's really more so to say women, our sisters need to stop buying into feminism. That was a trick used by white liberal women. To trick them out, to trick our sisters out of position with the higher men. To trick them to move out of position with the higher men to allow the other nations, including the liberal, them women, to have access to to powerful men who would have otherwise never chosen.
Yes,
it was a trick. So I'm going to go into that tomorrow. It's more so towards that. We're living in a time now where it's time for us to value men again.
Absolutely.
It's time to value men because why? The whole world is going to need our protection.
Yes, sir. And I also wanted to say, Elder, is that I am part of having attended yet because of vehicle transportation problems, but I am a part of the GOCC Chicago and just waiting for another date for baptism.
I'm going to get somebody to pick you up because there's no reason you shouldn't be able to gather because of a vehicle. I have one here, so that doesn't make any sense. I'm going to make sure someone's going to pick you up for this Sabbath, okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. I'm going to work on that tomorrow before I go out to speak. All right.
Okay. Is there any way
Diane?
Yes, sir.
Need ride to Sabbath in Chicago.
I live in Harvey, Illinois.
We'll make a way for you to get to a Sabbath, so don't worry about it, all right?
Yes, sir. And
okay,
and Elder, will we be able to see you tomorrow when you speak in Philadelphia? Is it going to be live?
We'll see if that's possible, but some of the things I'm going to bring out, I don't know if it will fit what they would like us to say here on this platform, but I don't think so, but it will be live somewhere. I don't know if we can do it on Patreon or we may do it live through Patreon. But the clips are going to, let me tell you, the clips are going to be up, and it's going to be resounding. So you're not going to miss it. I'll make sure you'll get access to it, okay?
Thank you, Elder.
All right.
And
you are.
Sabata and Salawan.
All right. Wow. It's so good to hear these sisters dropping Hebrew with the water and this. I'm like, listen to this. Man, we have, I cannot pronounce your name, you'll tell me. 702 area code. You have a comment?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Elder. This is something quick, but it has something to do with the show. The topic you was on today, but the last piece you were saying about how humans are changing, and I was watching basically Empire. I just got into it. I was wondering what was the big hype. And I seen an episode that the little young brother, the youngest son, Hakeem, and I seen an episode. They was in a studio, and I noticed like his so-called friends around him. And this what I noticed with the change and how people carry it, how they make their hairstyles, tattoos all over their face. But the women that was so-called around them, they looked it like men. And the men looked at like women, and they all looked at demonic, evil. So with changing, I feel that totally, and I see it today every time when I go outside. I see the changing with us, and that's all I wanted to say. And I was trying to get on Patreon again because I had a prepaid card, and some reason it's not letting me reprogram my information on my Patreon. But that's all I had to say, and thank you for taking my call. I love you.
Okay, let me have your name again, brother.
Ezekutene. E Z E K U D E N E. Ezekutene.
Where are you from? That's an African name?
I'm from the United States of America. I went to the GOCC church in Las Vegas, but
I'm African.
I just,
is that an African name?
Yes, that's an African name, Nigerian.
Okay. I'm gonna call you Anthony. There's a lot of things going in Anthony Kupene. That's gonna be a deep thing, and I don't want to disrespect your name, so I'm gonna call you Ant. That's good. A-N-T.
Okay.
I'll do here is see 702. I have your 702 area code. And I'll give this to AC. He'll call you. He's our tech guy. He can help you with with your Patreon issues. Okay.
All right, Patreon. Yeah, because I got another card, and I was just trying to load up my information, but it was some reason it was sending me to help me to change my email to put another password, but it wasn't letting me do it.
It wasn't letting me do it. And I got you. Hold tight. I'm going to make sure he calls you, all right?
All right.
Bless you.
Bless you. But, yeah.
I'm sorry about that. Give the next call. Andre, 757 area code. This brother always comes.
Yes, sir.
Poignant observations.
Yes, sir. Shalom, Elder. How you doing today, sir?
I'm blessed by the Almighty. I'm going to tell you, I'm energized. I'm hitting those streets tomorrow. Lord have mercy.
Yeah, look, I can't wait. I'm hoping it's on Patreon. I want to say, first off, man, double honors to you, double honors to Elder Lawyer, and big shout out, double honors to Elder Ariel. You know, he a lion and he not lying. You know, that's the lion himself. It's amazing that you guys have prepared an entire generation of brothers for this time that we're in. Even Jordan Peterson talks about the differences between how women are raised in this society and men are raised in this society. And men in this society are raised with a lack of responsibility and accountability. And like you said, women are pushed to be in that rat race. And Jordan Peterson talks about how biologically that's backwards because a woman is naturally going to be removed from that rat race when she gets pregnant to have her children. The man has to maintain that rat race. And it's just amazing it's amazing, Elder, because us not even understanding biology or not seeing these things as brothers who like myself who might have grown up without a father or, you know, all these different situations. Just through the truth, you guys have raised a generation of men who are now responsible, accountable, and we're preparing for these times. Because like you said, I believe each and every brother in the Gathering of Christ Church is going to have to prepare himself to be a man for seven sisters. And I'm not saying like there's going to be that many sisters that need help, but I'm saying that's the kind of burden we want to prepare ourselves to carry. And I'm grateful for the example the elders give. And just one point you was making about, I'm not going to say too much about inoculations, but there's an article I'm going to send Elder Ariar that talks about insurance companies. Basically, they came out saying that in 2021 and 2022, the all-cause mortality rate itself raised 40%.
Okay, listen. Then, I don't yes, really sir. Want to say things like that, knowing how they're watching and botting everything. And even if you say it, not only even agree with it, they'll just strike the page. So do me a favor. Can you send that email to me?
Absolutely.
Gathering as one. That's the number one at AOL.com. GATHERINGAS number one at AOL.com. Send it to me. I need to see that.
Yes, sir. I will. Okay. I'll send it to you as soon as we get off. Con. I'll skip that point, and I'll just get back to saying double honor to you guys for the work that you've done, because you've literally raised the generation. And we're praying for your safety tomorrow. I can't wait to hear what you speak about tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm going to be pretty safe. I'm not worried about the safety. I'm not. I'm going to be okay there. I tell you what, it's going to get real hot out there. It's going to be hotter than summer.
You're going to get real busy.
Oh, yeah. All right, shalom.
Shalom, Elder.
All right, my brother. What a good brother. Kenyatta, 346 area code. And yes, before I bring in Kenyatta, just hold on one second, Kenyatta. I need you all to know that GOCC Media is about to hit like it has never hit before. We have, guess what? We're going to have guests on like we used to do with Peace FM over in the UK. Different points of views, perspectives, debates if necessary, Islam, Christianity, bringing in special guests with opposing views to talk it out. And we're going to have, I'm going to speak to my man, Bronze, so that we can actually, through GLCC Media, he can come on with others that have truth music once a week at a certain time and bring forth, you know, different music, truth music, have conversation and talk about it interactively with Blog Talk like I do now. So, folks, we will not only have this channel, A Gathering 144, soon, all days a week at the same time between 6 and 10 o'clock, there'll be something Gathering of Christ Church live. Music, I even want sisters to get together when it comes to sewing, home economics, cooking. It's going to be a gamut throughout the whole week. So when you're not seeing me on Wednesday, when you see me on Wednesday and Friday, know that they're going to be channels, GOCC Media, that you can go to, where to be live blogging that night. We're going to start it there, and I already spoke to the UK because they're hours away. So we're going to work things where we can do morning programs and all that through GOCC Media. So when I'm not here on Wednesday, when I'm here Wednesday and Saturday, there will be content all week in between from the Gathering of Christ Church. That's why I wanted, it's going to be Gathering of Christ Church 7 days a week, including the Academy. And that's, we have to connect more now that the time is drawing near. Okay. Kenyatta, how are you, Kenyatta?
Shalom, Elder. First of all, I would like to get baptized. I live in Houston. I'm originally from Philly, and I wish I was up there to see you speak tomorrow. But how do I get connected to the church out here in Houston?
Okay, that's no problem because I have Elder Ariar on the line right now. So let's do this. I'll give him your number.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to have Gaj and all them overseas to go find some of those old guests like we used to have on Peace FM. It's time to bring it up now. Let's do it. Let's see here, Kenyatta. Okay, I just sent your number to Elder Ariel, who's on the line now, real time. You don't get no quicker service than that. Okay? So he'll reach you very soon, probably tomorrow, okay? Ariel, okay. You got that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yes, sir. I got it. One of my officers is going to reach out to you tomorrow. Thank you.
You got it. One of the officers will reach out to you. Hey, don't get no quicker service than that. There you go. Welcome to the body, my brother. All
Thank you, Elder.
Bless you. Go down the line. 470 area code. Talk to me.
Hey, how you doing, Elder McCall?
I'm blessed by the Almighty yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. This is Brother Rico from the GOCC Atlanta. And I just had a quick question. I was going down Matthews, and when it said, I wanted to get some clarification on that. It said on 19, woe unto them that are with child and them that give suck in those days. I just wanted to get a little bit more, you know, elaborating on it because I don't understand it. You know what I'm saying, as much, so I just want to know.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Go to two verses before that.
Okay.
Open up your Bible.
Okay, 17. Let him which is on to the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to his clothes.
Come on.
And woe unto them that are with child and to them that give suck in those days.
Exactly. But, can you imagine in the wintertime on the run by yourself, let alone a newborn baby or children?
Right.
With not much preparation? It's hard to travel or to get things done if you have to – listen, babies take – you know, requires a lot of attention. And you're talking about danger coming, and you have a baby. That's double trouble. Suppose you need quiet, and the baby feels like crying. So it's going to be tougher to do things with the child. But the Most High is still going to – he's going to guide us through, but it's just going to be a tougher – it's going to be a tougher task. It's going to be a harder task.
Okay, Con. That's all I want to Elder, man.
Yeah.
Make sure you have a good one, man. Y'all be safe, man.
Thank you, my brother. It's going to be a tougher task. Yes. The Most High will guide us through, all right? And even today, when a baby's born, you got to go through all these hurdles just to make sure your baby, you know, that your baby don't come out, you know, infringed upon with all this medical stuff they're dealing with. It's tough to have a baby in these days. But I don't want no one out there to think and be dissuaded or say, well, listen, I ain't going to have no baby because of Christ say that. All right? It's just going to be a tougher deal for those who choose to have a baby at the same time they run it. It's going to be a tough task. But some people are going to be in the wilderness and have children then. So, you know, who want to already be in safety, in a safe place to have babies. But it's talking about at a time in which you're running, okay? I see you, Sean. I'll bring you in one moment. Did you eat already? Oh, yeah. I did that Greek chicken. David? Oh, yeah. It's right. 443 area code. Brenda has a question.
Some people and have children then.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yeah, Brenda, do me a favor. Can you can you turn the broadcast off behind you, please?
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. All right, yes. Brenda, you have a question.
Yes, my question is that, like,
I live by myself, but I have a daughter and two grandbabies, and she got a husband. And my question is that, you know, I'm making that step, getting closer, more closer to God, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know. I'm not scared about what's about to come. I'm not scared about that. But my question is that I'm scared because, you know, that I don't know if I'm too close to God like he want me to be or whatever. I had already got.
See, sister, but that's one of the misunderstandings most have out there when it comes to serving the Most High. None of us, especially when we're dealing with sin or whatever the case is, the first thing the devil try to put in our minds is that we're not worthy or I got some other things to straighten up first. That doesn't make any sense.
Right.
If you're a sinner and you're called for repentance, you're in sin.
Right.
So when you make up your mind to do better, you turn your life over to Christ, regardless of the sin. You say, you know what? I want to do better. I want to put this down because you'll never be, no one will ever be perfectly right.
Right,
you understand?
Right.
Or in a place where they felt, okay, I'm totally good now, right? So now I can give my life over to Christ. It doesn't make, no. If you're in sin and Christ is calling you to repentance, just repent. And that's a relationship between you and him. And keep in mind, he'll accept you in your sin if you're willing to walk away and follow his law. He'll accept you where you are. There's no preparation to accept Christ.
Right.
So if you want Christ now, he'll accept you now.
Okay, that's what I'm doing. I used to, like, you know, only thing I gave up that life that I was living. Gave that up like 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And I gave that life up, the gay life up 15 years ago. And
praise the Most High.
Now,
you've been delivered.
Huh?
I said you've been delivered.
Huh? Yeah. And
let me ask you a question when it comes to that. How old are you?
I'm 57.
Okay.
I just turned 57.
If you don't mind me asking you, you said you gave up a certain lifestyle that's celebrated now. Years ago.
Yes. Like 15
years
ago.
And we don't get too many phone calls where someone is willing to admit that. I thank you for even discussing that because you had an elder woman who could help others through that. I mean, help others understand that they can overcome that just like any other sin. But I need to know. I need to know. What drove you to that lifestyle? Because you were initially you were attracted to men, correct?
I wouldn't really say that, but it's a lot happening in my life.
So there was other things going on that led to that particular action. Because don't forget, the Bible tells us, it talks about an inordinate affection, right? It's an inordinate affection.
Right.
Because when God created man and woman, there would be a natural affection for the opposite. That's how the Most High made it. So it says inordinate affection. So usually something had to come in, trauma or something that happened within the child's life that would lead to them operating against nature. So what I'm saying is, so before there was any interest like that, was there something that happened in your childhood that led you down that path?
Yes.
What was that?
It was, you know, things that happened in the home, and the most crazy part about it is that, you know, back in them days, they
you
always
say things
had
things happen in the home. Like what, sister?
Right.
Like what?
Right. To make me go that route.
Yeah,
and,
as a child, right?
Right.
And hold up, listen, because it's important we put this out there because this is your testimony.
Right.
And usually that's getting inflicted by what? A cognizant adult who know what they're doing, correct?
Right.
See, and that's
right.
And see, and that's the piece that no one discussed concerning this. The victimization
right.
that happens to women by other women. You never hear about that leading to that lifestyle in our community.
At that time, you know, I went through a lot in that life, and then, you know, I kind of like realized, you know, like, you know, this is not what God, I always believed in God. When I was little,
okay.
I always believed in God. And at that time, I believed in God so much, I was scared of him as a child.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes when you things like that happen in a home, you don't really get no help for it because, you know, it's like, secrets, you know, like you better not say
yeah.
them or whatever, keep it in the home. So you grow up like with it, you know, with that secret. And
yeah, with
it
the,
does
and that, and that's a level that can grow, that's a spirit. That grows a level of resentment. Because
right.
as a child, one expects their parents to protect them
right.
from adult predators. So let me ask you,
right.
who are your parents? Where were your parents?
Where was my parents? My
where
mom.
Were your parents when that happened?
She was in the household.
And she had no idea that this was happening.
She knew. And that's the thing. And that's the hurting part when the parents know and they turn their head. And
mm-hmm.
when your kids grow up to be something that you don't want them to, you know, to be, then it's like sometimes parents have hate for that kid.
Yeah.
Or they have hate for that kid, or they probably can't even stand in sight to look at that kid because that kid grew up to be something, you know, that they didn't choose to be because they
mm-hmm.
never got that help. And when
yeah.
you don't have that help from your parents, that's the biggest thing, especially coming from a mother, because a mother's supposed to protect her kids at all times, you know,
okay.
regardless, you know, whatever,
right.
they're supposed to protect their kid at all times. So you grow up and, you know, you got some kids that get on drugs. You got some kids that, you know, be gay. You got some kids that turn to alcohol, you know, start drinking and stuff like that. And then when
and
they become,
and where was your father?
I never knew my father.
Okay, you probably wondered why I'm asking you these questions, right?
Right. No,
reason
I mean
you,
I don't.
No, no, listen. I'm going to tell you why. Because you came and said, "I don't know if I'm ready yet, but I know I want to turn my life over to the Most High." Usually what happens when fault or when trauma, don't forget, you were supposed to be protected as a child.
Right.
When a vulnerable child is taken advantage of, something happens where the child lives in an arrested development where they never grow past that point of being violated. They may grow up
right.
and all that, but because they kept those secrets, they're still at that same age and are dealing with all these spirits, and these spirits turns to demons. And then the demons, through an inordinate affection, will turn the grown person into inordinate affection to do the same and become a victimizer of the victim. This is how spirits take souls. This is how spirits take hosts. But I ask you the question so that you can actually say it now. Once
right.
it's out of you, once it's out of you, you can now grow from that point and know that what? You're worthy. Christ has brought you to this point where you don't have to hide it no more. You don't have to hold it because that was the demon that came in with the victimizer. And
right.
it stayed in you until you were able to no longer keep it secret. Why? Because you thought it was something you should be ashamed of when it wasn't your fault.
Right.
It wasn't your fault. There was nothing for you to be ashamed of. The shame
right.
falls on parents who will not, who are not in position to protect, especially a daughter, you know, at the most vulnerable and impressionable times of her life.
Right.
But still, but listen, you still have to forgive your mother too. That's another
yes.
spirit.
Right.
That's another
yes,
spirit that's lying dormant. The spirit of unforgiveness, the spirit of hatred. You did. There you go.
Can I tell you something? Well,
yes, ma'am.
My mother ended up with dementia, and you know, I stood there and took care of her and everything. And
that,
I forgave her. I forgave her, and I took care
yeah.
of her and everything. And before she died, she told me she loved me. This when she was, you know, on her deathbed, she told me she loved me. And that meant the world to me. And matter of fact,
no.
she died like 3 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear
and,
that. But sister,
yeah.
you sound ready to me.
Yeah.
Saying?
Yeah. I'm on the right track because this is, in some way, a scary It's a scary world when you're not right with God. It just, and that's the only thing concerns me. And that's why, you know, when my mother did die, I made up my mind. You know,
yeah.
I'm going to walk with the Most High because it's nothing out there. It's nothing out there but death. You know what I mean? And it's only two ways you can go. You even go to hell. Or you even go, you know, be the one third. And I want to be a part of the one third.
Yeah. Well, sister, hey, let's do it. Let me write down your information. And thank you for sharing that, because I'm sure that's going to help others
yeah,
out there.
You're
okay?
welcome.
All right.
Okay.
Let me, where are you located, sister?
I'm in Baltimore.
Okay. Yeah, we have a church there. So that's fine. 1 second.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to have Jermaine call you, and you know, we really want to help you and baptize you and have you come and be a part of this body. Okay.
Yes. Yes. Another thing.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I've been baptized.
Oh, you ain't been baptized like this.
Yeah, I got baptized too. I got my certificate.
Oh, you got baptized in our church?
No, I didn't know about your church.
Okay, well,
I got
let me
baptized.
Tell you. Sister, listen to what I'm telling you. Let me tell you, it came a time where John the Baptist disciples came to Peter and came to Peter and them and said, came to Christ and said, we know nothing of this Holy Spirit, even though it was baptized under John.
Right.
So in order for them, because it was baptized initially, that would pave the way for Christ. That was one spirit. But it wasn't until Christ came on the scene that they knew that they had to be rebaptized under Christ's baptism. And at that point, they received the gift of the Holy Spirit. So the whole deal
right.
is, yes, you probably got baptized before, but not like this, not in the true name of the Most High in Christ.
Right.
So the change you're asking for is here. Okay? So what I'll do,
okay,
Brenda, I'm going to text your number to Jermaine, and welcome to the Bible.
Okay.
All right, bless you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Okay.
All right, we're wrapping up soon. I see you, Sunshine. Got Ashley here. How you doing, Ashley?
I am perfect, brother. How are you doing?
I'm blessed by the best, and his name is Ahia. Yes. Talk to us.
Okay, so I thought I had a question, but when I heard the last sister speak, I immediately broke down and started weeping because my testimony is the same as hers when it came to that spirit of perversion coming over to me, my sisters, and my brother, which turned my brother to lead a homosexual life. Even to this day, my sisters are all over the place. My mom is bringing me into the light of the Israelite, but it was my mom that allowed for that serpent to come in and defile me and my brothers and sisters. And when I think about it, she married this man. And I thought I let it go until I heard her testimony. And it's like every time I try to pick myself up and move my children into the right direction, I fall. And I ask the Lord, what is my sense of direction? What is my purpose? And it made me realize, did I really let go of the hurt and trauma that was allowed? And I'll never forget my mom. For years, she didn't want to admit it when she knew the truth. And I want to say it took for me to go to prison and come home and just pour my heart out to her and just beg her to just help me understand why. And the answer that she could give me was that she didn't want to believe that the person that she married could do this to her children. And I'm just like, it hurts me. And it's like every day I see my mom, I can't even send my children over there without worrying about if he going to touch them. I have to bring my children back and ask them, did he touch you? Did anybody touch you? And I don't want to live
Hold
in
up.
This constant torment.
Let's back up real quick, right? Because, and I'm sorry for what you're going through, but it's like this. Until you handle that, you'll always be in that same arrested development we talked about. We've all, let me tell you, living under the curse, we all have gone through some level of trauma. And it's not to minimize what you're going through. But you're going to have to face this, not in a derogatory way, but you're going to have to talk to your mother in a forgiving way so that she can release you of this, from this.
Right.
So she can say, I'm sorry. But let me make it clear. You will be at a greater fault, knowing what this man did and never confronted him, to only allow your children to become afraid to the same person before these issues will work out.
And not to cut you off, brother, that's the thing. Me and him, we talked about it, and we made amends, and he apologized. But he doesn't walk in the light. He's still in the world, and, you know.
Sister, listen to me. Okay.
I'm sorry.
I know you're rolling what you're feeling, and it's warranted. But here's the reality of the matter. I can forgive someone and not put temptation in front of them. So I can forgive them. I'm glad. Thank you. But that man will never be around my children for no reason, even if I forgive them, because obviously that's a temptation for him.
Right.
So that don't mean you have to put your children in harm's way because he said, I apologize.
Right.
Temptation is real. And if he did this to you and your brothers and something happened, he'll apologize and get to those children if the predator spirit is still on him. Now, I'm not here to judge him. Maybe he's over it. Maybe he's, you know. But the whole thing is, after what you told me, the traumatization that your whole family been going through that led you to jail, your brother into all types of debauchery and sin. So you can forgive, sister, but no. Hey, my children are what? Off limits.
Yes.
Not
so do I just have to have my mom bring, will my mom just have to come over and see them?
No, it's like this. If you want the children to see them together, you don't have to deprive them. You must be in their presence. You must be
right.
What your mother wasn't to you.
Right.
So now you're not depriving them of the children, but you're protecting the children at the same time. Right?
Right. Right. And another question, brother. Are you
and
guys
again,
having attention?
I'm sorry for what happened. I'm sorry what happened to you. It wasn't your fault. But I'll give you the last word.
But you know what, brother?
It
didn't break me. It made me stronger. When I heard her speak, it kind of made me realize I haven't gotten over it. It's still there.
I understand.
I want to be baptized. I want to put my children. We're here in Ocala. You know, we bounced around for a little while, and God blessed us to come here and be in Ocala and meet great people. But it's like we're foreign here. You know, everybody here, we talk about the Bible even at my job. It's a big argument. So I don't even discuss God in my Bible because none of my coworkers believe in the Bible. They believe in science and all this other stuff. So it's hard. So I say, do I just walk around with my mouth closed? Or what do I do to operate in this area where there's little to none belief?
The way you do it is you wise as serpents, harmless as a dove. When you at work, it's time for work. You let the preachers preach. Okay? So guess what? The best thing you can do is, I'll tell you what, write down AGathering144 YouTube page and give it to them.
Yes, sir.
I've had many phone calls with people coming to the truth just like that. Listen, keep your job and understand that if there's something on you that really is pressing to get the word out, lead it to people who can do it. Leave it to people who can do it, right? And that's your help. That'll be your ministry, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't forget, my first thing I did inside this truth was gave out flyers.
Right.
And I was the best flyer giver outer on earth. Okay? So it's I did it with the passion of like I teach right now. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So and it was all good. All right.
Yes, sir.
All right, bless you.
Bless you, brother. Thank you.
I'm
in Ocala, Florida. I'm about 2 hours away from Jacksonville. I'm out I'm here in Gainesville area.
Okay, I'm going to give you a number to Elder Nathanazar in Florida, and he's going to call
you.
All right,
brother. Thank you. Shalom.
Right. Hold on. Your name Ashley?
Yes, sir, Ashley.
All right. Thank you, sister.
I've been trying to get my Hebrew name, but my mama said I got to pray for it. I've been trying to get my Hebrew name.
Well, we'll work it out. We'll work it out. And
yes,
tell your mother
sir.
I say hello, and it's no – you know, I'm not attacking her or anything like that, but it's
oh,
upon
yes,
you
sir.
To protect your children now. Yeah, all right.
Yes,
all right, shalom.
Shalom.
Man, it's good that our people can actually talk about these things now. All right, so Sean, I'm about to bring you in right after this one. 918 area code, you had your hand raised for a long time. The Gathered of Christ Church, we went overtime. I don't know why I always do this. I got to get up early in the morning, but y'all are my people. 918 area code, talk to me. All right, hands raised. Yes, you dozed off. All right, Sunshine, we can only do 1 minute. I'm sorry. I got a lot to prepare for tomorrow, so I need you to take your copious notes. Put a line halfway through it and start at that point. Ready?
Okay. I just wanted to say
halfway
that
through now, 1 minute.
Oh, okay. levels of destruction. The weather, the whole web is spun, thick and twisted, and their hope is to get us in whichever crack or corner that they pushed us into, and they can use whatever so-called relief and rescues in the media in pretense, but they're willfully willing to snatch the bag and put the reliefs or even bailouts in the hands of immigrants and financial institutions. The whole construct is to create a pigeonhole so that the poor would find it difficult, specifically the farmers, the women, just all of us, to claw our way out for bread. And the men and women of Judah especially are oppressed, you know, and destroyed more than others. So it's a reverse spike against the southern kingdom, and it's to keep Judah close and trodden down. And this is evident. And even to pit the southern kingdom against the northern kingdom by offering temporary favors to the north brothers and sisters is yet another way to keep Israel divided, so that the nation divided against itself cannot stand, as Christ said. So what they're creating is slopes that will create sickness and press us to make brick without straw, like you were saying, and starve us out and return us into bondage. And all this reveals what they have attempted to hide for years, that we are the children of Israel who, you know, are put in this place by the conspirators in Psalms 83, warred against all the time and in spiritually Egypt and Sodom. And, you know, all this oppression actually shows that their weaknesses are right there to the forefront, and there's only one truth, which is Christ, and no prophecy of the Bible will ever fail. And all this wickedness magnified, there is only one wonderful light that's shining all the way through as Babylon is falling and the whole world lopsided, driven by money-driven junkies, are failing miserably, and as they devise evil upon their beds, they're going to turn it onto their own heads and coals upon their heads. And so we know that with every oppression, that their attempts against Israel through Satan draw us nearer to our one true God, Ahiah, and through Christ we are free. So Kwame,
oh, he's free. Kwame, he's free.
Kwame,
oh, there it is.
Right,
all right, there it is. With a nice, you know, sunshine, always bring the sunshine. That's the way you end this thing. Well, thank you, sunshine. Thank you, Elder Aria. Thank you, Aria. I really appreciate you, my brother.
Yes, sir. Bless you, my brother. Bless you, my brother.
And, yeah, I mean, the lion. I appreciate all you've done, and I'm looking forward to see where this goes.
I love you guys.
I love you too, my brother. And we're going to end it with, I already put it in the chat, the song, Warning to the Stars. Let's get it. You have a good night. God is going to bring the kingdom down. Warning to the stars.